This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. Have you ever written a note to your husband or your wife? A busy architect named Bob Berry did. The words he wrote should touch every home that God has blessed with children. Here's what Berry said. I pass a lot of houses on my way home. Some pretty, some expensive, some inviting. But my heart always skips a beat when I turn down the road and see my house nestled against the hill. I guess I'm especially proud of the house and the way it looks because I drew the plans myself. It started out large enough for us. I even had a study, but two teenage boys now reside there. And it had a guest room. My girls and 9 dolls are permanent guests now. It had a small room my wife had hoped would be her sewing room, but the two swinging on the Dutch door have claimed this room is theirs. So it really doesn't matter right now if I'm much of an architect. But it will get larger again. One by one, our children will go away to work, to college, to service, to their own houses. And then there will be room. A guest room, a study, and a sewing room for just the two of us. But it won't be empty. Every corner, every room, and every nick in the coffee table will be crowded with memories. Memories of picnics, parties, Christmases, bedside vigils, summers, cookouts, fires, winters, going barefoot, leaving for vacations, cats, fish, dogs, conversations, black eyes, owies, graduations, first dates, ball games, arguments, washing dishes, quiet times, family devotions, discussions, bicycles, boat rides, getting home from vacations, meals, rabbits, and 1,000 other things that fill the lives of those who raise children. And my wife and I will sit quietly by the fire and listen to the laughter in the walls. In the context of a passage on broken homes, dysfunctional families, and memories that none of us ever want to forget, the same God who gave us our memories so we could have roses in December, the architect of the home said in Matthew 19, verse 14, "Do not hinder the little children from coming unto you, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." A father himself, David wrote in Psalm 128, verses 1 through 6, "Blessed is the one who holds the Lord in highest esteem, for his wife shall be a fruitful vine, and his children like olive plants around the table, and you will see your children's children and experience peace." Every day of our lives, we make memories that can last forever. Some good and some we'd rather forget. But in our homes each and every day, we need to make sure that once our children have left the nest and have children of their own, that there will remain some laughter in the walls to remind us just how blessed we are that God gave children parents.